This episode is brought to you by PNC Bank, who believes some things in life should be boring, like banking.
Because boring is safe and responsible, level-headed and wise. All things you want your bank to be.
You don't want your bank to be cool or sexy. Sexy is for 80s hair bands, not banks. That's why PNC Bank strives to be boring with your money so you can be happily fulfilled with your life.
PNC Bank, brilliantly boring since 1865.
Brilliantly Boring Since 1865 is a service mark of the PNC Financial Services Group, Incorporated. PNC Bank, a National Association member, FDIC. Tennessee just sounds perfect, whether that's live music, the crack of a campfire, or kids laughing on an adventure.
To start planning your trip, visit tnvacation.com. Tennessee sounds perfect.
Can I rant for a sec?
Please.
Pay apps are way too public.
What happened?
Some rando hearted a payment from 5 months ago, and I realized people can see my entire history, who I'm paying, like full names. It's super weird.
Yeah, it's weird. How are you paying your friends then?
Apple Cash. It's all in messages. You can literally send cash like a text, and it stays between friends. Random people can't see it.
Did you just pay me a dollar on Apple Cash?
Shh.
Services are provided by Green Dot Bank. Member FDIC. Terms apply.
Hey, this is Annie.
And Samantha.
And welcome to Stuff I've Never Told You, a production of iHeartRadio. And welcome to another happy hour. This is one of those rare occasions where I feel like we're like reaching across time because we're recording it the day it comes out,
Dum-dum.
Which is not usually the case.
Sometimes, okay.
But I would say like percentage-wise, it's not usually the case.
And it's usually me.
But one of the reasons that is because we just got back from the holidays, which is the topic of this happy hour. But first, if you choose to drink, please do so responsibly. Samantha, what are you sipping on?
I'm drinking on some cold water.
It is cold. Yeah. It is. My feet are freezing.
Heated blanket is on.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Yes. Nice. Yes. Okay. I've got my red wine.
Nice.
Because this is, I wouldn't call this like an unhappy hour, but it is kind of complainy.
Love it.
But before we get into that, I did want to ask, Samantha, how was your holiday? We did get to actually hang out in person recently. But
that was lovely.
We didn't get to talk too much. It was lovely. But we didn't get to really go into it.
Right. It was fine, actually. So we went to South Carolina with our partner's family. They were a delight. His uncle, who actually lives in North Georgia, about probably 20 minutes outside of Dahlonega, he joined. And it was really nice to meet him. And they were very nice and kind. And we had great food, very stuffed. Immediately after Thanksgiving lunch, because we had it at around 2, we took a nap. I took an hour nap immediately. Like, it was so quick. I was like, bye. But it was really nice. The weather was well. Like, there was a couple of rainy days, but not too bad. And then we had good food out and about. Some really good barbecue. That was, like, I think the best barbecue I've had in a while.
Ooh.
Yes. Mm. It was delicious. And we had the best time on the foods. So, yeah, nothing is, like, uneventful, which we love.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's all you can afford.
Which we love.
Yes. Mine was pretty good, too. Mine was more uneventful than I thought it would be, but there were some events. I want to start by saying I got my car washed,
nice.
Which is a big deal because my car just sits there and it looked really bad,
right.
I got it washed. I drove home. It was fine because I know I talked about how nervous I was about that. It was okay. My little brother didn't come because, yes, two of my siblings are not talking to each other. That's
it's not
all right.
The holidays if someone's not talking to somebody.
Exactly. And we did call him and it was fine. But because of that, we cooked a lot less food this year, which was nice.
Oh, that's good.
But it got eaten and I didn't have any leftovers. Zero.
Wow.
Yeah, which is like the goal. But then my mom was like, well, we need to cook more. And I said, no, this was the point. We wanted to not have so many.
Yeah.
Anyway, we'll see how that goes. But the main thing I wanted to talk about today, which we've talked about previously in our episode, I think we're going to rerun this soon, on emotional labor around the holidays.
Yep.
is that I have always missed my friend's Friendsgiving. I never go. I've always wanted to go, but I don't go because I help my mom with all of the decorations. And we do that the weekend of Thanksgiving. And so this year I was really, it was kind of strategic because I knew there was going to be drama in the family that I was like, I'm really going to go. I'm leaving on Saturday is what I said. I'm leaving on Saturday. So we're going to go and get all of the decorations done that morning. And to be clear, I love hanging out with my mom. It has nothing to do with that. Right. She's great. But she kept saying, you know, we don't have to do it. I'll do it myself. And I kept saying, it's impossible. You cannot do this by yourself.
Right.
And so that morning she was putting it off and she's like, no, I just kind of want to hang out with you and talk with you as long as we can. And I was like, we're getting this Christmas tree. We're doing it. And she wanted to go to this place that's a bit further than where we normally go. Say like a 15-minute drive. And I don't know if you know this about me, listeners. I am very paranoid about the transporting of the Christmas tree. I'm very scared it will fall off. It is a tense time. I don't enjoy it. So, I was already tense, is what I'm saying. I'm going into the situation tense. And the guy at the farm was following us around, and he was trying to be helpful, but he was making me more tense because he was like following us around. He's like, what height are you looking for? What width? And I was like, I'll just know it when I see it. Leave me alone. I tried to be more polite about it.
Family vacation Christmas here.
It was really stressful.
Except the man is not a part of your family.
No. Ugh. And so finally we picked a tree. And I'm trying to rush but not rush because I don't want to. Anyway, I'm on this deadline because I'm trying to get to the Friendsgiving.
Right.
Pick the tree. He ties it to the roof. And I'm like watching him do it. And I've always thought there must be some kind of training. I've learned there isn't. And I pointed at one, and I was like, oh, that one doesn't look. And he was like, no, it's good. I was like, okay. Okay. And so I am very concerned about this tree. We get in the car. I'm watching out of the windows and the mirrors. I see the car, Samantha, the tree slowly move. And I'm panicking. I'm like watching it like, oh no, it's coming off. And all of the cars behind us were way, way back. And eventually it was like sideways on the roof. And I said very calmly, I think, to my mom, you're going to have to pull over. It's coming off. And so she pulls over. And I tied the tree. It had completely come undone, the whole thing. Like, it was barely hanging on. I'm glad we didn't lose the twine. I don't know what we would have done. I did this whole thing. I was up on the roof and tying and looping and all of this stuff, which I had always assumed I couldn't do and been afraid I would be asked. And my mom jokingly said, everyone probably thinks we're just two stupid women who don't know how to tie a Christmas tree. And it was the dude that f***ed up.
Right.
She's right. But Rude. It was him. And we were, people were definitely like, whoa, what's going on with them?
The dude messed it up.
And I actually I don't think this is true at all, but I had a paranoid brain moment. Was like, did he purposely do that? Or did anyone else experience this? Because that could have been really dangerous.
Yeah.
Anyway, I tied it. I tied it way better than
good him. On you.
We got home perfectly fine, although I was keyed up.
Were you so ready nervous. To like start building other things? I'll chop my own tree down. Did you think that at one point?
Yes.
This episode is brought to you by PNC Bank, who believes some things in life should be boring, like banking.
Because boring is safe and responsible, level-headed and wise. All things you want your bank to be.
You don't want your bank to be cool or sexy. Sexy is for 80s hair bands, not banks. That's why PNC Bank strives to be boring with your money so you can be happily fulfilled with your life.
PNC Bank, brilliantly boring since 1865.
Brilliantly boring since 1865 is a service mark of the PNC Financial Services Group, Incorporated. PNC Bank, a National Association member, FDIC.
The state of Tennessee is one of the few places where the sounds are just as breathtaking as the sights.
Whether that's live music at a historic music venue, the crack of an open fire at a campsite in the wilderness, or hearing kids laughing as they explore what's right around the bend, Tennessee just sounds perfect.
Start planning your trip at tnvacation.com. Tennessee sounds perfect.
Can I rant for a sec?
Please.
Pay apps are way too public.
What happened?
Some rando hearted a payment from 5 months ago, and I realized people can see my entire history, who I'm paying, like full names. It's super weird.
Yeah, it's weird. How are you paying your friends then?
Apple Cash. It's all in messages. You can literally send cash like a text, and it stays between friends. Random people can't see it.
Did you just pay me a dollar on Apple Cash?
Shh.
Services are provided by Green Dot Bank. Member FDIC. Terms apply.
Well, it's funny because the title of this outline says, I don't need no man to put up this Christmas tree.
True story.
And I talked about this in, I believe, in our emotional labor episode, where for a while, my dad just wasn't around during the holidays. And I kind of like spitefully, also out of necessity, took it on myself to be like, all of the things he used to do, I can do it. I don't need him. And one of them was the Christmas tree. He used to do that. Or at least he would, like, with the putting up of it, he would do it.
Right.
So I did have many thoughts like that, Samantha. Yes, indeed. But I carried it in by myself. My mom and I put it up by ourselves. Just like 8 to 10 boxes, some of them really heavy. We brought down the stairs. And I mean, I'm not like looking for an award for this, but she could not have done that by herself.
Right.
That she could not have done
right.
It. And it was exhausting. Like, I hit my head in the attic. I had this huge headache. I was sore. So I missed Friendsgiving is ultimately what happened. Because I felt
so
bad.
The end of the story is, I did not make it.
I didn't make it, but I did try. I was like, but it's just like, it really does take a lot to, as they say in heavy quotes, make the magic happen. But yeah, I mean, we're also very lucky that we can do this. Like, I can go up the stairs and carry these boxes. I can do these things. But it's no joke. And I'm now like, I'm going to check all of these Christmas tree ties.
Right. Last year, a dude said he was okay and he was not.
It was like, it looked to me like it was clearly coming undone. Like, normally, I wouldn't have even pointed it out. Because I'm too, like, polite, and I'll be like, oh, I don't want to offend him. But it looked like it was coming undone.
But
he was
like, actually undoing it, yeah.
Yeah. It was sideways on top of the car.
Nope. That's crazy.
Oh, yeah. It was.
I stay away from people with trees on, like, on their rooftop.
Oh, smart.
No.
I
like, do
too.
It's kind of like the ladders that you see. Like,
yeah.
I'm like, I don't believe you. Or anything in the back of a truck.
Yes.
Nope, I don't believe you. I'm going to try to get away from you as quickly as possible.
An entire generation traumatized by Final Destination 2.
Well, I told you that one of my friend's uncle actually had a ladder.
Oh my
god!
That gosh.
Went into his car that flew off a van.
Yeah.
And he's not okay.
Oh.
Like, he's okay. Anyway, but yeah. So I actually know someone.
I know someone at a pole came off a. And it impaled the seat next to her. Luckily, no one was in it.
See, that is a Final Destination. You're like, ah.
Yeah,
that was
for sure.
That was going to happen to me. But yeah, so those nightmares, we get those.
Yes. But it just made me think about, because I told my mom, I kind of feel bad because she clearly wanted to relax. And I was like, it takes us about 4 hours to do all this stuff. We've got to go. But then I was so stressed from the tree almost coming off.
Yeah.
I was like sitting in the chair trying to get my heart to slow down. So, yeah, it was just another instance of, like, this is hard work. And people really don't necessarily get any credit for it.
Right.
Actually, sometimes they do.
I had a long conversation with my partner's mother, who is very Southern. She was raised in Georgia, I believe, as well. Gainesville. So close to your neck of the woods.
Yeah.
But we were talking about the Southern living and how it traumatized her generation of women.
Oh, yeah.
And talking about, and that could be a whole, maybe it should be a whole magazine influences of our boomer parents who really felt that they failed if they did not have a Martha Stewart level of home.
Yeah.
And then talking about the decorations and how she talked about how she regretted ever thinking that was the way and cannot believe she wasted so much of her life trying to meet that. And by the way, her house is immaculate and had cute Christmas decorations before I walked in. Like, I was like looking around going, what?
Right.
What? Way more decorations than we had. Like, I'd given up completely with Christmas, but like, she still has things, Christmas lights everywhere, little Christmas trees here and there. Very cute. Like, not over the top though. But my mother, and I've talked about this before, has a whole like elf town and a Christmas town on her mantle with a fake snow. And when I mean fake snow, everywhere. But then she just changed over her fall stuff, which has like vines and leaves everywhere. And I'm like, what in the hell is this? They're gorgeous. Not gonna lie. But at the same time, like the amount of work that she talks about and how much she is in pain after the fact, I'm like, this is not worth it. But the fact that things like Southern Living, which before social media told us anything was bad, they had these magazines telling them this was what they needed to do. And I feel like they did way more work. Because I think at this point, many of us, not all of us, many of us are like, no, we're not doing that.
Yeah.
Yeah, you do it yourself. I've seen the price the toll of this.
Yes.
No, thank you. So I feel like that's going to be a conversation that we should have. But yeah, she and my mother are probably around the same age. And she was talking about how she really regretted believing the Southern Living magazine lifestyle.
Ooh, that is a good point. That's really interesting. We should talk about that because I do want to specify, we don't do that much. Like it does take us 3 to 4 hours, but we don't do like that Southern Living style. And my mom is definitely like over the years kind of backed off of, like she doesn't do stuff for like a lot of the other holidays anymore where she used to. And like half of the Christmas stuff doesn't even come down anymore. So she's backed off. I just put up like a tree with my Star Wars ornaments and my lights and that's it. So I did say this in the emotional labor episode, but it's worth repeating. I don't think anyone else in my family would care if we didn't do it.
Right.
Like they might be kind of sad that I don't know, like the lights aren't there, but they're not. It's more of we like it of the changing of decorations or the lights. I like the lights, but I don't want it to make it sound like that's why there's sort of a strange thing of, you know, they don't really help, but they also don't really care.
Right. Now, I will say the hypocritical part of me is if I went home and it wasn't decorated, I'd be like, Mom, where's all this stuff? Because like I have the fond.
Yeah,
I was a spoiled child when it comes to seeing like beautiful decorations. Again, I also knew the price it took. And of course, I would be happy that she was taking care of herself, but also would be concerned. I'm like, are you okay?
Right. Right. And I'm the same way. And I feel like if I came home and my mom hadn't done anything, I would feel sad. I would feel worried you. But I would also feel kind of sad because I would think it was because she didn't have anyone who could help her.
Who could help her, or she was hurting, or she's getting older, and all of that makes me very sad.
Yeah. 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 But I also don't. Sometimes I worry that I'm pushing her more than she's pushing me.
That's the other part. It's like, how are we helping her? Are we helping her?
Right.
This episode is brought to you by PNC Bank, who believes some things in life should be boring, like banking.
Because boring is safe and responsible, level-headed and wise. All things you want your bank to be.
You don't want your bank to be cool or sexy. Sexy is for 80s hair bands, not banks. That's why PNC Bank strives to be boring with your money so you can be happily fulfilled with your life.
PNC Bank, brilliantly boring since 1865.
Brilliantly Boring Since 1865 is a service mark of the PNC Financial Services Group, Incorporated. PNC Bank, a National Association member, FDIC. Tennessee just sounds perfect, whether that's live music, the crack of a campfire, or kids laughing on an adventure.
To start planning your trip, visit tnvacation.com. Tennessee sounds perfect.
Snagajob is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snagajob is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position: warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snagajob's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text snag to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
So last year, trying to help my mom, my sister, who we talked about, the oldest sibling, oldest daughter specifically, does a lot of the grunt work in helping the parents, took care of presents. So essentially, not necessarily like wrapping it, because my mother loves wrapping. And she is, again, Southern living level, like professional level of wrapping. But like, she would just, I would send what I would want, and my sister would go through it and do it for me, which was really silly. I was like, why didn't I do that on my own? Because I am an adult and know how to order things. I don't know. But like, she took it. And then today, this year, she was like, I'm not doing this anymore. You do it. And I was like, oh, well, of course. Well, I would have done that originally, right. But it just kind of made sense because you always do take over.
Right.
But she was doing that to help my mom. But then it got too much for her because she has her own family. I'm like, oh, yeah, that makes perfect. I can do it. But it was one of those weird moments of like, oh, yeah. I naturally just allowed my older sister to take over. And she did it for a year. She's like, I'm not doing this anymore.
But at least she said that, you know?
Yeah, I'm glad she got it. Like, I'm glad she was able to acknowledge, no, I don't want to do this for this year.
Right.
Our family did increase. We have 6 new members our family this year. So, like, I think that part was like, no.
Yeah. And I feel like, I do think my mom is like, I'm a people pleaser, but she is a people pleaser. So... We had a conversation about it this year, but she has, like, I do try to convince her, like, you do not need to do all of that. That's fine. We don't need that. But it is a strange spot where she kept saying, like, I can do it by myself. And maybe what she meant was, we're not going to do it. But I kept being like, no, you can't do it by yourself. We're doing it now.
Right.
So it's sort of one of those strange spots of, like, I don't know how much of it is she was trying to be nice to me and didn't want me to work. Or maybe she was like, maybe we just won't do it.
Maybe,
but she didn't
want
to tell me. So it was interesting. I'm glad we did it. I'm sad I miss Friendsgiving. One of these years I will make it. I tried so hard.
our Friendsgivmas, as we talked about, is happening this Saturday.
Oh, nice.
I'm
I hope the weather
rolls.
Is not terrible. Yes. I feel like there was just a big joke about that.
I am that person. It's just rolls of drinks, and I'm taking both. Rolls and drinks.
There you go. That's great. Honestly. I can't wait to hear about that.
I'll let you know.
I feel like this year I did tell at least some of my friends about it's not easy for me to do Friendsgiving right after. Like, if we did it a later date.
Right.
But the schedules didn't, because we did have a later, anyway, it didn't work out. But maybe next year.
One more time.
Yes. I do want to give a quick, very quick update, because I said I was nervous. I hadn't talked to my mom about the book. We didn't really talk about it, but everyone mentioned it in sort of a strange, very kind way.
Okay.
But I was like, no, I think they were all just like, we don't want to discuss it if she doesn't want to discuss it.
Oh, okay.
But they were all like, it's really good. We really liked it.
Oh, your brother too?
Yeah.
So you read it?
Yeah.
That's fascinating.
Yeah. And then my mom got me to sign some of them. And she's giving them, like, her therapist has a book club, and they're doing it for their book club.
What? No, that's a way to advocate, though. Make everybody yes. buy the book.
Yes. I was like, wow.
That's really sweet. I
it
love
was
that.
Very, very
that's gonna
sweet.
It's going to be interesting from your mom's perspective, being like, yeah, that's my daughter. She's talking yep. about this. And this is what she's talking about and the trauma of coming out. Like, what? Yeah.
I know, but she seemed pretty confident.
I love that.
That they would like it.
Yeah.
And her, I do know her therapist is very liberal.
Okay.
She would have to be to work with my mom.
Oh, okay. I find that fascinating because also when I went to my partner's family's mother's house, she had two copies because I had sent her one and she bought one.
Mm-hmm.
And the uncle, aww. Who was very conservative, apparently had said some things that was like obviously very conservative. It was mm-hmm. like, you wrote a book, like my partner, he's amazing. Like he shouts very loudly about my book. And I'm like, oh, thank you. Says something mm-hmm. to him and he picks it up and starts reading it. And I'm like, oh. We all just sat there, and he read it for a good 5 minutes, and then he puts it down, and he's like, interesting. So I don't know what part he read it either, though.
Yeah, it's probably for the best.
Oh, looking for a Christmas gift. You should buy this book.
Oh,
there you
absolutely.
Go, y'all.
Absolutely. I do want to come back and talk. Maybe we can do this in another Happy Hour Monday mini. I do want to talk about because I had my brother's fiance's grandfather came. And he's very nice, but he likes to do the thing where he'll be like, are you going to tell me women don't like cooking in the kitchen? And I'm like, but he always addresses it to me because he knows, like, I'm the feminist.
Right, right, right.
And then his granddaughter is always like, stop it. But it's just a very interesting, he's never, like, really upset me. He's said some things where I'm like, whoa. Mm-hmm. but it is an interesting thing when they're like, come on.
Right.
To the feminist.
Right, right, right. You know this is going to piss me off. Or at least, like, I'm going to give you a look. Or I
right.
have to play it off and be nice, which is all
right.
awkward.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I was generally just like, oh, okay. And then I was just laugh and move on.
That's what I do with my brother. He does that to me a lot. And I'm just like, and then I just insult him.
Yeah. Well, that's
obviously.
Another way to do it. cheers to
cheers.
Everyone. Just, yeah, let us know. I would love to hear from listeners about any of your Friendsgiving memories or traditions or any of your thoughts about any of this, because I know we talked about that in our recent Monday mini. It'd be great to read some of those. So yeah, if you would like to contact us, you can. Our email is stuffmediamomstuff@iheartmedia.com. You can find us on Twitter at Momstuff Podcast or on Instagram and TikTok at Stuff Mom Never Told You. We have a T-Public store, and yes, we do have a book if you're looking for gifts.
Yay!
Yes, you can get it wherever you get your books. Thanks, as always, to our super producer, Christina, our executive producer, Maya, and our contributor, Joey.
Thank you.
And thanks to you for listening. Stuff I Never Told You is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, you can check out the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows. This episode is brought to you by PNC Bank, who believes some things in life should be boring, like banking.
Because boring is safe and responsible, level-headed and wise. All things you want your bank to be.
You don't want your bank to be cool or sexy. Sexy is for 80s hair bands, not banks. That's why PNC Bank strives to be boring with your money so you can be happily fulfilled with your life.
PNC Bank, brilliantly boring since 1865.
Brilliantly Boring Since 1865 is a service mark of the PNC Financial Services Group, Incorporated. PNC Bank, a National Association member, FDIC. Tennessee just sounds perfect. Whether that's live music, the crack of a campfire, or kids laughing on an adventure.
To start planning your trip, visit tnvacation.com. Tennessee sounds perfect.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.